Face out the system. Empower yourself. Grow food at home.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Grow Food at Home podcast, episode 6. I'm your host, Jack Sanquist. And today, we are going to be discussing gratitude. And I think it totally applies to growing food at home, because the more I get into gardening and go into nature, the more grateful I become. And I believe that gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, leads to happiness. It's as simple as that. If we focus on what we have instead of what's missing, we are happy. And don't all of us just want to be happy at the end of the day? So I really, really want to focus in on gratitude today. I know what a difference it's made in my life when I really just started to get perspective on what's going on out here. And how blessed I am at the end of the day. You know, growing up, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this. At least for me growing up, I didn't really have an understanding of how good I had it, or just the fact that I was even blessed with life out on this earth. And that feeling of entitlement is just super toxic and totally, you know, it steals our happiness and our joy, because we lose gratitude. So it's really as simple as that. So I just wanted to bring this to our attention today, because I try to remind myself every day what I'm grateful for, to, you know, just get me on the right track. So I would invite you guys, let's just take a second and think about three things you're grateful for right now. I'll do it with you. It could be, you know, that I have good health in this moment, that, you know, I'm safe in this moment. Maybe you still have your job with everything going on right now. People are losing their job. Maybe you still have your job. Maybe you have a beautiful partner that totally loves you and supports you no matter what. Maybe you have an amazing support network. Maybe you're young and you have many, many years ahead of you. And maybe you're old and you've had such beautiful experiences and you're super worldly and have an amazing wisdom that you could share with others. Try to think of three things. Really feel it. You know, you really know when you're grateful, when you're thinking about what you're grateful for, and you just start smiling. So yeah, keep thinking. What in your life just totally is like an amazing blessing that we sometimes overlook, but we want to appreciate. Cool. Yeah. I know I have so many blessings in my life, and I mean, I really want to acknowledge them. Yeah, so beautiful. Yeah, so I mean, I think with what's going on and with all this uncertainty in the world right now, the whole coronavirus scares is happening around the whole world. And I think people are really freaked out. And I think if we bring it back to what's important, you know, I'm seeing all these kids like play in the streets. Like, people are running now more than ever. People are eating better now more than ever. Like, families are connecting more now than ever. Like, I think there's a lot of positives that are going on too. You know, so let's try to shift our focus. You know, a lot of people are focusing on the negative going on, but I think if we shift our focus to the beautiful blessings we have, I mean, we could have a happier day today. So yeah, I mean, this really hits home for me. I guess I'll go deep and personal because this is my podcast. But yeah, like, I guess, you know, around four years ago now, I almost died. I almost like drank myself to death, if I'm being real with you. And it was, I almost stopped breathing. they took me to the hospital. I was just literally, that was about to be it. It was just a Friday night after work. It was another night. I was at 23. And, I went into a coma for a couple of days, and they didn't even know if I'd come out of it. And they didn't even know if I'd come out of it normal with zero brain damage. It was super serious. And, I remember waking up and they were taking the intubator out of me. There was like this device in my throat that opens it up so I could keep breathing throughout this, what was going on. It was called acute respiratory syndrome. So in short, I pretty much almost died. And I woke up to my family around me, freaked out. I could feel the energy. They were just like, they didn't know what was going to happen. And, I survived, and I'm here, and I'm blessed. I'm like literally living on borrowed time. It's not, I shouldn't even be here, you know? And I try to live every single day as if like I'm so not deserving. I need to just serve. I need to just like live to my fullest potential, because who am I to not do that with this extra time I've been given? And it's like, and what's amazing is, I mean, I'm so lucky that like I realized that, and I had that experience. Like, I'm grateful for that experience of like hitting that low of like, I literally had nothing going for me. It was insane. Like, I literally had no money. I couldn't fill up my gas tank. I would push everyone away from me who loved me. I was just in a dark, dark place. And, I was self-sabotaging hard. And, I'm so, so lucky it didn't take me out. And I'm grateful for that experience, because now I could offer so much to people around me because of my presence. You know, when we're thinking about ourselves all day long, that's how I used that, like in those years, kind of, you know, I was still doing my thing, but I was definitely, self-sabotaging is the word, and not, living very consciously, you know, as I would have liked. So, and it almost took me out. And, you know, and I realized looking back, the more we think about ourselves and our problems and how like bad we have it, really the opposite of gratitude, right? What's missing? What, you know, people who are wronging us or whatever, you know, our bosses, the fucking whatever, like we're in our own shit, right? We can't be there for others. We're in our heads. We're thinking about ourselves. We're not present. And it's so beautiful when you break free of that and you just are fucking at peace with where you're at in this world. And that is okay. And that we have so much to be grateful for. There's nothing to even dwell on. It opens us up and we could be totally present and we could actually contribute to those around us in every single moment. So it's a beautiful thing when you could break free out of that. And I'm just super, super blessed that that I had that experience and I learned from it and I grew from it. And, you know, I have another day. So I really wanted to share that with you guys, because it's like, I think about it every day of my life, how I shouldn't even be here anymore. And what a divine blessing. Like that wasn't me. That was like, it definitely wasn't me, because my actions were pushing me, you know, off the this earth, you know? And then I was just totally brought back to life. And, so some of you guys might not have had experiences like that. Some of you guys might have, but I'm sure all of you guys can find something in your life, like someone touched you in a way that was just so like an angel came into your life and totally like changed the game for you, you know, and said, "Hey, I believe in you. You've got it. You've got what it takes." It's just something simple like that, man, could totally just light you up and then give you permission to do amazing things. Because that's all it takes. We just have to give ourselves permission. We all have it. You know, we all have the light. We just got to tap into it. So, yeah, I mean, I could talk about this all day long. And I mean, I'm honestly just choking up just thinking about it. Like, I've lived countless lifetimes already, and I'm not, you know, I'm only 27. Like, I just want to share what I've been given. And so I hope that hits home for all you guys. You know, I know you guys are into growing food at home and living right and being sustainable. But I think to be mentally sustainable mentally and spiritually and emotionally, not just in the physical world, is just as important. And I think with gratitude, that's the best route to be sustainably happy. So I love all you guys. I hope you guys took something away from this. And feel free to reach out anytime. I love hearing from you guys and how this podcast is helping you, affecting you, helping you take action. And I hope you guys have a beautiful day, and I love you all. Until next time, let's create abundance together.